As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me break it down for you again.
Ready, Tom?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He was asked if it's crazy to think about giving Mike McCarthy a new contract, and here is his answer.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
You pointed at who for this year's 4-7?
Got to start at the top, right?
Yes, you do.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Browns quarterback Jameis Winston. Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman, Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Quite the combination in hour number one of Daniel Jones being released by the Giants and then being picked up 48 hours later by the Minnesota Vikings in time for the Giants to be out on Thanksgiving Day and evening in Dallas with, as it appears, we just had Tom Pelissero on in hour number one saying that Tommy DeVito is iffy, talking about how everything hurts. And it looks like it could be Drew Lock tomorrow. You know what, man? If there's the road teams, the road teams on Thanksgiving have a lot to play for, and in terms of what they would be thankful for, a W. For the Bears to be on this beachfront property in Detroit, and I keep using that phrase beachfront property because it was said to me years ago by a staunch National Football League executive who got sick and tired of watching the Lions put like the David Blaus of the world, you know, out there. And get boat raced on Thanksgiving Day. And I think that's what led to NFL Network creating a third night game, a third game at night on Thanksgiving to say, that. Like, we got to create something else because these Detroit Lions games are just blowouts. And now he, because, and that executive said, these games are beachfront property. Thanksgiving games are beachfront property. And so these teams that are coming into these road games on these beachfront properties, Bears haven't won since I called their last game in London in week 6. And Eberflus is on the hot seat, right? And you're sitting there thinking, if there's anybody that needs a win to go into Detroit with them being as on tilt as they have been, that would be huge. The other way around could just turn up the hot seat even more. And then you've got the Giants coming off of a non-competitive performance against the Bucs. For them to go in with, say, Drew Lock, right? Drew Lock versus Cooper Rush is not how it was drawn up when this was first scheduled for Thanksgiving.
Correct.
You know, and so, but that's what it is. And two teams that are desperate for the W, Cowboys, I understand I'm talking about the road teams. Cowboys haven't won at home this year. Yep. For them to come with their first road win, their first home win on Thanksgiving to go to 5-7 and start to really feel good about themselves.
And in their last three home games, they're averaging 8 points a game.
Conversely, the Giants, if they can come in and just wipe the taste out of what just happened at home. By the way, this is the battle of the two teams that have not won at home all year. Giants and the Cowboys. But the Giants, for them to come out with a win here to beat the Cowboys and reverse what they just did on Sunday. And Drew Lock, this is a big, this is, you want to talk beachfront property for this guy who's got passed over for Tommy by Tommy Cutlets? They got an opportunity to go out there? And then you've got on Thursday night, the whole business of the Dolphins, who have they really beaten? That was last year's thing. Mm-hmm. And then that last year's thing ended when they couldn't beat the Chiefs for a second time, right? And once was in Frankfurt, the other one was in an igloo. And now comes the, can you win in the cold? Can your fast, you know, track, everybody runs a 4.240, succeed in the cold when somebody's running the ball down your throat with Josh Jacobs? And for the Dolphins to potentially come up with the W here and get to 500 after being 2-6 and have Tua come back from that concussion and play as well as he has. These are the Thanksgiving stories for these road teams. You know, the Packers already know if the Lions came out with the win. That is significant information for them going in, with Minnesota being a 9-win team sitting right in front of them. These are your Thanksgiving Day storylines that are pretty big. Bears need it maybe more than anybody else. Certainly with the head coach and Matt Eberflus hearing it. And the Bears just can't win for losing. Or they keep losing instead of winning when you think they just got it right there in front of them. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Bruce Feldman is going to be joining us in the middle of this hour from Fox Sports and The Athletic. He's Zooming in. He's not coming in here. I think he's somewhere for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And we've got the college football playoff bracket set just with 2 weeks to go. So we've got that going on. But joining us now here, fresh off of a snow globe victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers, getting ready for a Monday night game, another game in front of the whole country, taking on the Denver Broncos. Jameis Winston back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Jameis? Good to see you.
Man, blessed and highly favored, Rich. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Right back at you, Jameis. Did you really like playing in the snow, Jameis? Because it's your comments after the game where you were just like lit up about your NFL Films moment. But, I mean, you know, you played your college ball in Florida. You're from the state of Alabama. Do you really like playing in those big snowflakes, Jamie?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, Rich. It was an amazing, magical game is how I describe it. Definitely because we finished with a win. But I just wish you were there, man, just to see that snow coming down, getting thicker and thicker. It was amazing.
The thing I think I'm really enjoying about watching you certainly the last few years, Jameis, is you seem to be present more than ever, you know, and like it's inspiring how present you are, living in the now, living in the present. And where does this come from for you, Jameis?
Well, I think it just comes from one, education, reading, understanding what is mindfulness, what is being in the now, what does that require? And the simple thing is taking the simple approach. It's a book called The Kaizen Way, where you're just doing simple things over and over and over, single-tasked, one play at a time, one day at a time, one breath at a time.
Hmm. And when did this sort of strike you as the way you wanted to live your life, Jameis?
Man, honestly, I was listening to Kendrick Lamar's album, and he had an author, Eckhart Tolle, speaking throughout the course of the album, and he referenced his book called The Power of Now. I've been working with a sports psychologist, and we always talked about, you know, not just being in the moment, but being the moment. And I read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, and it really just emphasized the importance of now. We cannot worry about the past. We cannot worry about the future. All we can do is all we can do right now.
Well, that's awesome. But I think you just lost Drake as a fan, Jameis.
No, I think I lost Drake as a fan back in 2017, honestly.
Is that right? But in all seriousness,
there's a story for next time, Rich.
Okay.
I was wondering, like, what happened?
What's going on here? There?
I'm like, I don't know. Did you beat Toronto? I don't know. So, in all seriousness, how has that translated to wins for you? You think?
Translated to wins for our team. Well, we have a great defense here at Cleveland, and we're being efficient on offense. You know, and I think, like, one thing that I learned, like, my 2019 to 2020 year, where I got the coaching from Bruce Arians, Clyde Christensen, Byron Leftwich, Sean Payton, and got a chance to watch and study Drew Brees. They were so much decision oriented and not outcome oriented. Obviously, in Tampa, that 19 year, it was a lot of unfortunate outcomes on the turnover schedule. But when you look at the decision base, the decisions were there. And once I got around Drew and seeing that displayed day in and day out with a head coach who told me about this way of the Canadian football. Hey, let's be efficient on first and second down and not have to get to third downs. Coming from a coach of, you know, no risk it, no biscuit. Mm. So just blending those two perspectives and those great coaching styles, because those are two great head coaches of Bruce Arians and Sean Payton, and getting a chance to witness it from one of the best quarterbacks of all time in Drew Brees. Now I'm getting it and I'm able to apply it out there on the field.
And, you know, you can make Sean Payton, I guess, lament him instilling anything positive in you on Monday night, right, Jameis? Like, you can go into this spot and really wreck that buffet on Monday night.
I know he's gonna have a plan, and I know we're gonna have a plan, and it's about whoever executes that plan to the best of their abilities on Monday night.
So what vibes for you with Kevin Stefanski and vice versa, do you think, Jameis?
The thing with Kevin, man, I think he's one of the most poised leaders that I've ever been around. And I told him this, you know, it kind of reminded me of Coach Tony Dungy, where, you know, he never really breaks a sweat unless he's in there early in the morning getting his workout in or lifting with one of our strength coaches. And he's always positive. Man, we had a conversation talking about Fridays, right? Well, it was a Friday where, you know, things weren't as detailed as they were capable of being or they were required to be. And he said, you know what, Jameis, you know what I call Fridays? You can't mess up my Fridays, right? and I was just like, that's an excellent perspective. And that's how he is. He's just cool. I really have admired how he lets everyone do their job. You know, he has a great perspective from his head coach perspective. Like, he gonna have his hand in the pot. He's gonna lead from afar. But he's never going to step on anyone's toes. He's going to let the coaches coach. He's going to let the players play. But if he feels something is required to be discussed, he will not turn the other cheek. He will make sure it's known and addressed.
Well, I mean, he kind of said sets that standard within his own household, it appears, when he mentioned he's got a favorite child and it's not the two sons who were apparently in the press conference room when he said that into a microphone, Jameis. You know,
I feel him so much, because I've been praying that my wife would give me a daughter.
Yeah.
And I would agree with Coach. Like, I know that will be my favorite child. Like, it's no question about it.
Thank you, Jameis.
Because I have two boys and a daughter, and that created a whole storm in this studio this week when he said that, because these guys think my youngest daughter is my favorite, and I love them all the same, Jameis. I love them all the same, you know?
I mean, I think that's a great answer, Rich, to keep all of your kids' ego and charisma up. But we all know that deep down, you have a favorite.
Right? Now this is going again, this conversation in place I don't want to go. I mean, that's why I've got this signed best dad ever right here on the desk, Jameis. I got to just play it all straight, play it all even. I've got Jameis Winston here on the Rich Eisen show. So let's just switch up a couple things right here. Heisman Trophy, sir. Do you have your eye on this conversation at all in the midst of what you're doing? Because I imagine you've got a vote coming right now.
I'm watching the college football landscape play out, you know, and I would have to say this. I was not a big proponent for all of the conference changing. But, man, it has really made college football exciting again. You know, getting a chance to watch Oklahoma play Alabama in week 11, right? Getting a chance to see Cal University go down and play Florida State. Like, that is – those are matchups that we never thought that we would get. And obviously, the players are doing their thing. I know we see Cam Ward. I know we see the running back from Boise State who are doing electric things. And my guy, Dylan Gabriel, out there in Oregon, I mean, you can't take nothing away from him because he's undefeated, you know, leading the Big Ten Oregon Ducks.
That's right.
To undefeated season. So I think it's exciting what's going on. And I know whoever wins that award will be honored.
Well, I mean, is your vote in? Have you
my vote has not been placed yet.
Okay. So can it be influenced by somebody's performance over the next 2 weeks, is what you're saying?
I would say this. As a quarterback, I tend to lean towards quarterbacks.
But that kid in Colorado that plays both ways, Jameis, Travis Hunter, one of Prime's multiple Heisman Trophy candidates, is the real thing. You know?
I know Travis Hunter is a superstar, and What I like hearing about Travis Hunter more than just his skill on the field is his character, who he is off the field, not going to parties, not getting involved in anything that's not required to be an all-star athlete. But I probably would pick Shador over him. I'm just saying, like, I Shador is the one that's giving him these opportunities on the football field, and I think what he is doing in that conference is more electrifying, because I remember growing up and watching Colorado, and as a quarterback, for you to change the whole culture of your team and to go out there and put in great games one game after a time, like despite the outcome of the game, Shador Sanders is playing some of the most elite football that I've seen from a college perspective. And I'm so grateful to talk about him, because, you know, they talk about the HBCUs, and it is like, since that kid has been playing for his dad's team in high school, they have been dialing that kid. And to see him rise above and take on every single challenge, like, that's really my pitch. You know, I know their record is going to affect some of the voting, but, man, just the way that he's been leading, I would say he's been leading up under the shadow of his father, of who his father is. Remaining poised, remaining consistent, and going out there and just doing his job, man. So that's been more fun to watch from a quarterback perspective than to see the God-given abilities that Travis Hunter has used, making his Charles Woodson his type of Heisman.
Yeah.
Ballot.
Yeah, no doubt. His candidacy is valid. There's no doubt about it. And do you think – I asked this question to Johnny Manziel, fellow Heisman Trophy winner, a fellow Heisman Houser of yours, when he was here just a couple weeks ago. Do you think Travis Hunter can do the both offense defense thing in the NFL? Do you think he can do that?
It's no doubt that he can do both.
Huh.
It is just the question that I would have him, you know, like, what does your heart desire? You know, like, he's playing for a head coach who's done something that not all athletes can say that they have done, played in a Super Bowl and played in a World Series. So he's functioning from an energy, and he's having people that are in his ear that have done the inevitable. So, yes, it is possible, but I know the detail, the precision of this NFL game, I mean, it requires you to be so focused on your job. And if his job consists of playing receiver and DB in the NFL, then, I mean, that's – glory to God, like, that's amazing. But I'm sure a lot of people can do that, probably not to his caliber. But, I would love to see him do whatever his heart desires, whether that's DB, whether that's receiver, or if it's both. You know, I know he'll be electric.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to see it too. And with Prime, don't forget, on top of the World Series and the Super Bowl, you know, hosting SNL, Must Be the Money, you know, all of this stuff too. Don't forget, he did all of those. He touched on every single pop culture touch point, you know. That's Prime.
Well, he is, man. He's one of my favorite athletes of all time.
Me too.
And it's amazing to see his leadership and to see how he's leading for the kingdom, how he's preaching what God's work. and he's leading his kids from that energy, from that perspective, and he's not compromising. And that's one of the most beautiful things about leadership. Like you see some leaders that get forced into a place of compromisation, even if that's a word, but forced into a place of compromise. And he has not compromised. He has held his kids to a very high standard. He has been honest and truthful. And I'm excited for my fellow Seminole alumni.
Well, he'll be in your neighborhood on Monday night, you know, and so that'll be neat for a big time game with your Browns and the Broncos. So last one for you is, when do you start forming what you're going to say to the team? Because everybody's fascinated. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to watch you fire up your teammates before a game. When do we start the process, James?
The process is started really with my routine in the morning, spending time in the Bible and just studying what the Lord is putting on my heart, studying how the course of the week has been, the time that I've spent with some of my teammates. You know, I sometimes start conversations just off of individual conversations that I had from a teammate that was struggling in some area that I can continue to lead him in that area. And then it resonates throughout the whole course of the team. But it's not like I'm rehearsing these speeches, man. I'm just really letting the Lord work through me and saying whatever comes out of my mouth, he's put on my heart, and I'm trying to be impeccable with my word and lead these men to a victory. That's it.
Jameis, really appreciate you taking the time. Love watching what you're doing these days. I do hope to see you again, certainly to find out the Drake story. And on top of it, have a great Thanksgiving.
And happy holidays to you, Rich. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. That's Jameis Winston, everybody, of the Cleveland Browns in advance of Monday Night Football against the Broncos. Just an absolute total delight. And there he goes, looking to become a girl dad. Get out of here with this nonsense. We'll take a break. Bruce Feldman's going to join us next. Mm. We'll talk about the Heisman race and the college football playoff
bracket. And Bruce's favorite kid.
No. That's next. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. And science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of different, but it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store. And why not? It's awesome. Again, is a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What a delightful chat with Jameis Winston. That was a lot of fun with him. Joining us now, normally he's here in person, but he is on the road somewhere. From Fox Sports and The Athletic, our friend Bruce Feldman. It seems like a very nice sunny day. Where are you, Bruce? Where are you right now?
Rich, I thought you would be here. I'm in Ann Arbor, your favorite place.
It is. So you're in Ann Arbor. Okay.
I am. I am here. I flew into Detroit yesterday. We're making our way to Columbus for the big game this weekend.
Yep.
So visited some folks in at UM today and stopped off at Zingerman's. I think you've been here before.
Is that where you are right now, literally?
That is literally where I am right now.
Oh, gents, let me explain something to you. Greatest deli in the United States of America. Correct, Bruce?
Oh, Rich.
Correct? Like, that's part of the reason why you went there.
That's a bold statement.
Right?
Yeah.
I went there because my wife had heard a lot about it, and she was like, let's go. So with me.
Well, what'd you have? What'd you have?
I'm waiting. We have like an hour wait, Rich.
No kidding.
Wow.
And it's worth it. Have you ever been at Zingerman's before, Bruce?
I have. I have been here a couple times.
So you know it's worth the wait. You know it's worth the wait, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure I would wait an hour for deli, but here we are.
Bruce, what are you going to have? What are you going to have?
I'm going to get some kind of Reuben. I forgot what she said to order. I had to park the car. I had to park like about half a mile away, so packed here.
No.
Wow.
Guys.
Holy
please.
Mackerel.
We went to Mr. Spot's when we were there.
Yeah, and we got cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks.
Yes.
Great spot on Main Street, but this is you and your wife picked well.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Outside of Zingerman's. Oh, man. Bring me back some pastrami for next week, will you, please?
And if I get a parking ticket, I can just mention your name and I'll be covered. Right?
Absolutely.
By the way, that probably will work.
Absolutely. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. From The Athletic and Fox Sports College Football Insider, Bruce Feldman, zooming in from outside the Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor, Michigan, getting ready for the big noon on Saturday game on Fox, the annual Michigan-Ohio State contest. And, I mean, what's going on in that neck of the woods, Bruce? I mean, all of us are already fired up about Bryce Underwood and learning that Illinois graduate Larry Ellison's girlfriend helped the whole process, or his better half. Is that the conversation going on in Michigan right now? I know there's a big game this week, but it's already about next year, right?
There's absolutely a lot of enthusiasm about that maneuver, you know, not just to beat Brian Kelly and LSU, to get a kid who grew up 20 minutes away here and was a Michigan fan, and Michigan, you know, pulled in a lot of big resources. Even from what we had been told, Tom Brady was on a couple of Zooms with him to help become a good resource to Bryce Underwood. So I think after what has been a really rough year, to get that kind of news that, hey, we may have a franchise quarterback coming in next year, and whether he's ready to compete or not, you know, right out from day one, I think that gives people some optimism after what, you know, is probably going to be a 6-6 year, and I imagine there'll be some staff shake up a little bit. But you know, I think if you were to tell Michigan fans, hey, you're going to win a national title in 2023, there's going to be a really rough year after it, and then you're going to get a quarterback who's probably more highly touted than anybody who's been here in the modern recruiting era, I think a lot of Michigan fans, not to speak for you personally, Rich, but would probably make that deal.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about it in my mind that that this gives some serious wind at the back of Sherrone Moore going into this game, where we're all in the Michigan alumni base expecting Ohio State to want to put a 60 burger on us if they can. Like, they won't stop. It'll be 3 years of pent up frustration that'll be handed out. Certainly, to get them to a Big Ten championship game against Oregon with a nice amount of momentum. Bruce Feldman here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what's your opinion of the College Football Playoff Committee's latest and greatest, Bruce?
You know, it's interesting. They didn't drop Indiana that far. So there's like kind of a buffer with Indiana and this cluster of SEC teams that are on the outside of it, you know, Alabama being among them, Ole Miss being among them. You know, because even where those teams stand, there would be a Big 12 team that would leapfrog them by the way the playoff criteria is set up. So, you know, I think right now what'll be interesting to see is, where's the big upset coming? Is it going to be USC knocking off Notre Dame? Is it going to be Vandy getting Tennessee? You feel like somewhere along the way, something is going to happen that's going to stir things up. The Big 12 is like wildly all over the place in terms of what the championship game is going to look like. But I just think there'll be some curveball that's coming. I just, you know, we'll find out what it is this weekend.
So do you think it will wind up four Big Ten teams in? Because, you know, we all know Ohio State and Oregon. Well, I mean, it's the likelihood of all four teams
being in.
Those
are no-brainers.
In, right? Yeah. You think that happens?
The only way it doesn't, I think, is if Purdue somehow knocks off Indiana. Purdue has had an awful season. Unless there's a huge hangover effect for IU, I just don't see it, because the committee would have to really undo a lot of the stuff that it said this weekend. And you're sitting there. Auburn is a 500 team at best. It's not like they're a top 25 team. Alabama beating them is not going to give them some big vault, especially, as I said, you have Big 12 teams that are going to factor in. At least one Big 12 team that's going to factor in that's behind those clustered SEC teams that are sitting there hoping for a lot of chaos. And like I said, a lot of that chaos would have to be Purdue pulling a massive upset of Indiana. It would have to be, you know, it could be Syracuse knocking off Miami. I know that would make Brockman happy. It would certainly have to be USC and Notre Dame. There has to be like a combination of those things that would have to happen, I think, for Alabama or Ole Miss to find their way into the playoff.
What's your opinion of Boise State getting one of those coveted four bye week spots, Bruce?
You know, I think part of it is because there's just not a lot of respect from the committee has showed for the Big 12. And I think that when you have two lost Big 12 teams, and again, you know, their schedule is harder than what, you know, from a week in, week out standpoint, than what Boise played. But Boise lost only by 3 at Oregon. That's not much worse than that's basically how it looked for Ohio State. So I think Boise, you know, they're going to sit there if they do end up beating UNLV twice or end up coming out of the Mountain West with a one loss. And the one loss is a close, close loss against the number one team in the country, who's the only undefeated team in the country. I think that's a pretty strong argument, as opposed to you have, you know, some kind of two loss Big 12 champ that's not going to have any great wins. I mean, right now, probably one of the better wins in the league is BYU's win at SMU earlier in the season. But I don't think it's not like they beat Georgia, or it's not like they beat Oregon, or it's not like they beat Ohio State. So I just think that for the Big 12, yes, they'll probably get a push from playing in a more competitive conference title game, depending on whatever that matchup's going to be. But I just don't know if it's going to be enough right now, assuming, you know, Boise State was not impressive last week against a really bad Wyoming team. If they're impressive in the Mountain West title game next Friday night, I think that would be enough. It could be enough to give them that first round bye.
Bruce Feldman here, sitting outside Zingerman's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, making his way to Columbus for Fox's coverage of Michigan at Ohio State on Saturday at noon, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is Colorado's college football playoff dream over, do you think, after that loss in Kansas, over 300 yards they gave up on the ground? What do you think, Bruce?
It's faint. They need a lot of help right now. You know, it's crazier things have happened, but they're going to need a lot of help for them to get themselves into the Big 12 title game and then to win it. And, you know, they're sitting down there at 25. That's a long way to go. But if they were to win the conference championship, obviously that would do it. But I don't know. It's not looking very good for them at this point. They had a chance, and they had a really bad performance against a very physical team that has some talent that had been underachieving for much of the year. But KU's got it going in the last couple of weeks, and they're looking like the team we thought they were going to be coming into the year. And when they took it to Colorado, and Colorado just did not respond well.
Well, and in terms of that, I think we're still going to see two Colorado guys in Manhattan in a couple of weekends from now, in Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter as Heisman Trophy finalists. My 2 cents there. And then the Thorpe Award, I want to hit on that one right here, Bruce. I mean, Deion Sanders was talking about it. He's a former Thorpe Award winner. And this is the award that goes for best defensive back, and Travis Hunter, who's already a Biletnikoff finalist for best wide receiver, doesn't get the Thorpe Award nod as a finalist. And this is what Deion had to say about it.
How is Travis Hunter snubbed by the Jim Thorpe Award? You can have my award. You can have it back. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him mine. I ain't using it. Just sit up there collecting dust. So Travis could have my Thorpe Award, because if this ain't the most idiotic thing in college football, that he's not a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, and he is, I would say arguably, but it's, I don't think it's really an argument about this young man being the best defensive back in college football.
And, you know, and then he went on his Instagram stories and said that the Thorpe Award folks were tripping, is what he said, Bruce. You can't blame him, right, on this front?
No, and even so, what's interesting to me, if you go down this list you guys are showing, the third one, the Bednarik Award for Chuck Bednarik, that's for the Defensive Player of the Year Award, and that is, he's one of the three finalists for that. So he wasn't. He wasn't a finalist for the defensive back award, but for the entire position, for the entire 11 on that side of the ball, he was one of the three finalists. So, not to knock the other three finalists, and they're all terrific players, but he would be, if he was on my ballot, if he was available to vote for, I would absolutely vote for Travis Hunter to win the Thorpe Award. I'm going to vote for him. I'm not supposed to say this, but we're not supposed to say who our Heisman Trophy. We're not supposed to say it until after the award is announced. I think there's a really good chance he's going to have at least one vote I know of. So,
nice.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a phenomenal talent. I mean, just awed by what you see him when you see how he plays. And, you know, look, certainly Deion Sanders is probably better positioned to speak on that award than probably any football coach in the country, because like you said, he won the award himself and he knows what it takes. Not to say he's knocking the other three guys who were there, but just it's a head scratcher and probably not a great look for the Thorpe Award itself. And but he's gonna have a lot of hardware he's gonna take home, and probably some more significant hardware, I would think, than just the Thorpe Award.
Yeah. So I guess what we just had Jameis Winston on, and he said he leans towards quarterbacks more voting, and he mentioned Shedeur. What, didn't you guys get the sense that he said he hasn't made his vote yet, but that I got the sense he's gonna vote for Shedeur. What's your 2 cents on handicapping this race with a couple of weeks to go here, Bruce?
You know, I think Genty's had an amazing year. He's pressure for Travis. To me, Travis is just had a remarkable run there. It's not a knock on Ash and Genty. I think he deserves to be in the top three. I would have Shedeur in my top three. Cam Ward's had a terrific year at Miami. I don't know who else you'd make a strong case for. Like, this has not been a great year for quarterbacks. It's been a great year for a running back, and it's been a remarkable year for a unicorn. And that's, I think it's a pretty cut and dry Heisman race, to be honest. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't other great players who've had terrific years, but most outstanding player, I mean, guy wears a quarterback number, I'll say that.
Hey, Bruce, before I let you go, last one for you. Again, I assume you haven't been to Columbus yet, but I'm sure your ear is to the ground. How badly do they want to put it on Michigan? on Saturday.
Man, if they wanted, if Ryan Day and his guys wanted to put an extra touchdown on the Google Me guy, you imagine what they want to take after 3 years of frustration and all this. Like, if he could put 70 on them, I think he will.
70.
Yikes.
Well, I mean, that's on Wink to prevent that, you know, and obviously the offense three and outing the defense back out there, but 70, huh? Okay. All right. Well, I know what I'm doing Saturday. Bruce, thanks again. Appreciate it. Travel safe to Columbus. Best to your fam and enjoy Zingerman's. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Rich. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Same to you. That's thanks, Bruce Feldman of college football's coverage on The Athletic and Fox Sports right here on The Rich Eisen Show. There he goes.
I think when it comes to the Heisman Trophy, what are you going to remember most about this college football season? And I think hands down, it's the Travis play of Hunter. Travis Hunter.
It's unfortunate that Ashton Genty plays, you know, late West Coast games games that aren't like discussed as well. Gotta see it, gotta have it.
I think any other year, and if he played on a big time Big Ten or SEC program, he might win this going away.
Well,
but, you know, and he's going to find himself in the top 10 of the NFL draft for sure. But I think this is Travis Hunter's award.
I think so too, because, you know, honestly, I don't know what the Thorpe people are thinking.
That's just insane.
Where he's nominated for best defensive player and best wide receiver, and he isn't even nominated for best, you know, a finalist for best corner. And maybe the stats, you know why the stats aren't there? Because they don't test him. They don't throw at him. He erases half the field, which is exactly what you want out of a corner. That's what you want, is like, don't even try me. Silly. And people know not to try him because they know he's the best.
Something his coach was fairly decent at.
Right, and him saying, like, he can have my, I'll give him my Thorpe Award. All it's doing is just like getting dust on the shelf. You know, so I'm with you on that.
I mean, obviously these other three players are great.
And that's the problem.
Have a fourth player on there. What's the big deal?
If I'm on that committee, and I think it's done out of what, the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame, I think I should know off the top of my head if I'm going to be highly critical like everyone else is.
Yes, you're right, Rich. The Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame.
If I'm a part of this committee and it comes back, where Travis Hunter is not a finalist,
redo it.
I go full Dukes Brothers. Turn the machines back on.
Guys,
turn the machines back on. We can't do this.
Do it again.
We can't do this.
Yeah. You're just gonna look silly.
So if everybody feels that these three names deserve to be finalists, then we're adding a fourth. We're adding a fourth. We can't do this sort of thing. I mean, please. All that said, you know, the young man, Ashton Genty, you might not have watched him play, but guess what he's ready to do? He's going to have a big-time college football audience seeing him many people for the first time. Because if Boise State does, in fact, get a bye week game, they're going to be in a final eight game if you put it up the way that they're currently slated. I mean, Ohio State might fly out to Idaho? Like, is that what we're talking about here? Like, the Ohio State University's Buckeyes, if they don't beat Oregon in the Big Ten championship game, they're the ones that are going to be on the blue turf? I mean, you want to talk about Ohio State at Boise State, that is going to be a monster audience. Monster.
No, those aren't. That's not home games for those teams. Those are bowl sites.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So they're not those are bowl sites.
Yeah,
my bad.
The bowl
sites. Okay, very good.
So either Fiesta, Peach, Rose, or Sugar.
Great. So Boise State and Ohio State right there?
Rose Bowl.
Could be.
Yeah.
Now they probably put Oregon in the Rose Bowl, but
I mean, what a monster audience that's going to be. He's going to play in front of a whole bunch of people. And I'll tell you what, you know, Susie and I like to go vacation in Idaho. If Ohio State plays Boise State, I might paint my face blue. Certainly if Ohio State puts 70 on my team coming up on Saturday.
Can we make that a bet? Can we make that official right now? I'll drop a contract.
Which is what?
If Ohio State scores 70 on Michigan and then plays Boise in the playoff, you have to do the whole show blue face.
No, I'm not going to do the whole show blue face. I won't do that. First I'll hour. Just do it somewhere.
First hour?
You know I don't like doing the dress-up thing, sitting in this chair.
I understand.
You know what my fear for that is?
Well, something
real
serious breaks, and I'm dressed like the Blue Man Group talking about a serious story. I can't
well,
do that.
Well, it would go viral for sure.
No, I don't need that. That's not what we don't need it.
Other shows play that game. We don't play that game.
We just go viral when we don't intend to. Well, just by asking mere questions of Jason Kelce and becoming Travis and Taylor adjacent.
No, just imagine if we tried then.
This guy.
Google me.
Right?
The Google guy, by the way. Come on, Bruce.
Bruce said, if they put up an extra touchdown on the Google me guy, how are they going to handle Michigan?
He's not wrong.
Wink, you're the line of defense, pal.
The last line of defense.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're our only hope.
Oh my God.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Garrett Wilson, hour three. Same thing with a What's More Likely Wednesday. My power rankings also still to come. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit gametime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't
there?
Have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
Do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do? I do. It, Rich, it will bring you back like no other.
But where am I now, though? When you say bring me back,
where
am I
right now? Where you am I? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastical, but you're not really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with my head. Zoom in on it. I'm happy with my head right now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with life. My hats have been cutting down. They were up to 5 days a week. Now I'm at 2 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm feeling good about Prime right now. I look at myself on social media. It's taken at least 9 years off of my life.
9 years?
Yes. I'm looking like a young Prime right now, man. You know, I looked at a picture of me and my profile the other day. I didn't know if it was one of my sons or me. That's the way I am right now, Rich.
Because, you know, Suze, you know, my wife, she's like seeing you on the air and she goes, huh. She's like, what? Is that Dion? I'm like, yeah, that's Dion.
You know what she's really saying? She's really saying, it's almost like a guy. See, we can't do this. You know, if your girl starts to pick up a little weight, you really can't say it. You just, you know, like, hey, you want to work out today, baby? Not you, but we should work. You know, you can't say it. So she's like, is that Dion? Yeah. And she's just waiting for you to jump in there. It's like double dutch, and you just sitting out there. You know, and she has the ropes, and she's just doing the ropes, and she just keep looking on you like, come on, baby, jump in. Come on.
Rich,
you can do this, man.
No, I know I can, but I mean...
See, you got a lot to work with on the outsides.
This is your expert opinion having... Okay.
See, you have a lot of hair. They call it donor hair.
Should I do it?
Do it, Rich.
Rich.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Say don't do it. Rich, do it. You should do it.
All right.
Spoiler alert, I have yet to do it. Sleep Number. If you're in the market for a new bed, definitely stop by a Sleep Number store. They'll assess your body's pressure points, recommend a bed at every price point that is just right for you, and you find the right mattress. You can find anything that you want there, and there are a whole bunch of professionals in the Sleep Number store that make sure you will be comfortable there, and then when you leave it in your new bed. So if you're in the market for a new bed, stop by at a Sleep Number store and tell them the Rich Eisen Show sent you. Yesterday, we did we talk in playoffs or what for the NFC teams trying to get in to the big dance for the National Football League. Again, 76.8% of teams that enter Thanksgiving week in a playoff spot make the playoffs since they expanded to 7 playoff teams in each conference at the very beginning of this decade. Yesterday, I put two teams on the outside looking in the current 9th-seeded Buccaneers and 10th-seeded Rams, I say, are getting in. And the other team I said that is getting in is the Atlanta Falcons, currently your 4th-seed atop the NFC North. As for today, let's do the AFC version of this. And interestingly enough, two teams in the AFC can clinch playoff spots this weekend. The Chiefs and the Bills have playoff clinching scenarios in this week. Kansas City needs to beat the Raiders on Friday. And if they do that, and they already know if Miami's lost in Green Bay Thanksgiving night, they clinch a playoff spot. The Bills can make a playoff spot by clinching the division if the Dolphins lose in Green Bay. That unlocks a Bills win against the Niners. They print playoff tickets. And the last team to clinch a playoff berth with 5 weeks left in the regular season were the 2009 Colts, as we all know, made the Super Bowl but lost. It's the AFC edition of We Talkin' Playoffs or What? Hit it.
It's a down. Put.
Playoffs?
We Talkin' Playoffs or What?
We'll talk about playoffs.
Talkin' Playoffs or what?
You kidding me? Playoffs?
All right,
that guy's voice, I don't know his name. It just makes me happy.
This one's going to be simple.
I love hearing it.
Spoiler alert, this one's going to be simple.
Okay, Rich, so we're doing the AFC, and we're doing 5 teams for 2 spots.
I think so.
Okay,
I think 2 spots. Kansas City, Buffalo, Houston, Baltimore, and I believe Pittsburgh make it.
Are secure.
That's yes. We're talking yes. Playoffs for them. Everyone else is either playoffs or what?
Correct. All right, first up. They're on the outside looking in. The current 9th seed, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, I think they're going to wind up winning more than they lose the rest of the way, because I do like the way Anthony Richardson is playing some football. They're going to come up with some W's, but I think they finish 3-2 the rest of the way with a bye week mixed in. They only have 5 games left. That is a problem when you're 5-7. They're going to finish 8-9, and they are what? Not playoffs.
Okay.
I say they are on the outside looking in.
All right.
When it is all said and done, even with some winnable games at the Giants and divisional games as well. I think they win more than they lose, but they're too deep in a hole with a few games left. What else, Chris?
All right, another team, similar situation, right behind them, 4-7. Let's look at the Cincinnati Bengals, the team you can't quit.
I say they win 5 of their last 6 and they're 9-8. How does that sound? They finish above 500. I think they finish up hot, even though they have some difficult games, two against Pittsburgh. 9-8, I will hold my finger on the chess piece to tell you whether that's playoffs or what.
Oh, interesting.
Chris, go for it.
All right, next, one of the Thanksgiving night games. Let's go to the Miami Dolphins.
I think the Miami Dolphins at 5-6. Unfortunately, I think they lose in Green Bay. I think it's going to be less than 20 degrees, and I think they might wind up losing this one, but going on a nice finish to win 4 of their last 5 to finish 9-8, and I will keep my finger on the chess piece here to let you know if it's playoffs or what. Chris, keep going.
All right, the current 7th seed, playing great right now with a rookie quarterback, the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos wind up going 3-2 the rest of the way, I believe, including a win over our friend Jameis that just kindly appeared on the program. I think they finish up 10-7, and I think they make the playoffs. I like what I'm seeing out of this defense. 3rd ranked overall, and Bo Nix is doing just enough. I think they finish up 10-7 and make the playoffs. They are a playoffs team, Chris.
Last one, they played Monday night, took an L there. The LA Chargers.
And I believe the Los Angeles Chargers, despite losing J.K. Dobbins, I just like the way that they haven't played well, and I think they're going to wind up splitting their next 2 games. I think they win in Atlanta, because I called that, by the way, when I talked about Atlanta losing this game and still making the playoffs and yesterday's show trying to be consistent. Mm-hmm. I think they finish up 11-6.
Ooh.
I might be doing a little too pie in the sky right there based on what we saw on Monday night, but they did win four in a row, and I do hope J.K. Dobbins comes back. So I think they are playoffs,
okay.
And I think Denver is playoffs. And unfortunately, Miami, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati for them and their fan bases are or what in that regard. And that is calling a scene on hour number two here on the Rich Eisen Show. There is no one more except hour three. Garrett Wilson, there's one more there. So
you think we need one more?
Yeah, we just have another hour coming.
Yeah, Rich, and that was one of the topics on Overreaction Monday podcast, which you can get everywhere right now, especially on our YouTube page. I said the AFC playoff field is set.
I kind of, again, three quarters of the playoff field entering Thanksgiving week under the current playoff construct over the last three plus years makes the playoffs, three quarters of them. So if seven here make it and make the playoffs and five make it in the NFC in current spots, that's 12 out of 14. It's a little bit more than three quarters.
A little bit more, but yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so extensive. It's right around the number, which is why I chose two from the outside looking and making it in the NFC. But again, the Colts have the problem of already having played 12 games to come back from this. That's a problem. And I'm just calling my shot right here. I hope I'm wrong for Dolphins fans, but I think they lose their cold weather games. I think they lose in Green Bay, and I think they do lose in Cleveland. You know, unless it's balmy. And then I do have them winning the rest of the way. The problem is that those six losses in seven games, the 2-6 start, man.
Man, if they can win tomorrow night, they could rattle off some.
No, that's true.
Some more here.
That is a big if.
Big if.
And that is, we talking playoffs or what for the AFC? We've got a What's More Likely Wednesday. We've got Garrett Wilson. We got my power rankings and you for hour three. Don't move. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude,
why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.